Welcome back to Between the Lines. There is a contested race for Fond du Lac County Sheriff, and that race will be decided in the August 12th primary election. Fond du Lac Police Detective Bill Ledger is challenging incumbent Sheriff Mick Fink in the August 12th primary election. Detective Ledger, Sheriff Fink, join us on the final segment of the show for their first joint appearance during the campaign. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Greg.
Morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you both on the program. And also, a programming note, the Fond du Lac Reporter newspaper is sponsoring a public forum that is scheduled for next Thursday evening at the Fond du Lac City County Government Building Legislative Chambers, so the public can attend that. Well, we're going to start by letting both of you introduce yourselves, tell the listeners a little bit about yourselves and why you're running for office. And Detective Bill Ledger, we'll start with you.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg. Well, obviously, you know, my name's Bill Ledger. My family lives here in Fond du Lac. I'm married. I have two children that are 9 and 7 that go to public school here in the city of Fond du Lac. I've been with the city of Fond du Lac Police Department, be 20 years coming up in January. So it's amazing how fast that time goes by. In my career, I had the opportunity. I started as a patrolman on the street. I was promoted to the K-9 unit. I served on that. I was given a second dog when I was working undercover in the Lake Winnebago drug unit. So I got promoted as an undercover investigator. I did that for about 7.5 years. And ultimately, in 2007, I was promoted to detective. And that's the current position that I hold today. So myself and my wife are active in the community. You know, we're members of the Ascension Lutheran Church here in Fond du Lac. My boys are big into baseball, basketball, and football. So my spare time is spent assistant coaching baseball games and football games, JFL games, and basketball games. So,
And you were telling me before we went on the air, you grew up in the Waupaca area?
I did.
Is that where you're from?
It is. I went to high school in Waupaca. I grew up there since basically kindergarten. And I graduated, and from there I went to and got my associate's degree in Madison. Then I came to Fond du Lac in 1992 and completed my bachelor's degree at Marion University. So since 1992, I've lived in Fond du Lac.
Did you come to Fond du Lac to go to school, or were you hired by the police department?
I did, actually. Marion University was only one of two colleges in the state that transferred all of my credits from MATC. So I made the choice to come as a first semester junior instead of starting at a public college and coming in as a second semester freshman again. So I came to Fond du Lac not knowing anybody here and finished my degree in 94, put myself through the police academy and got hired in January of 95 with the police department.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but all right. And you're running for you made the decision to run for sheriff.
I did.
And why was that?
Well, you know, in the 20 years that I've been here, you know, I've seen some departments that are proactive, some departments that aren't proactive. Certain elements of my duties as a narcotics investigator really opened my eyes to what I believe is a heroin epidemic that probably started, I want to say, 6-7 years ago with the prescription medication problems that we had. Ultimately, that led to the heroin epidemic that's, you know, touched our entire county. You know, there's 21 townships and 9 villages and 3 cities in this county, all of which I believe have had some type of interaction with some abuse of prescription meds or heroin. And to be honest with you, as a detective and seeing the amount of destruction and death that the heroin epidemic is causing just in the city of Fond du Lac, as well as the countywide, you know, I wanted to see more proactive enforcement on that drug side of it. And to be honest with you, I just wasn't seeing that with the sheriff's office, and that commitment wasn't there. So I decided to run and hopefully accomplish that.
All right. Fond du Lac County Sheriff Mick Fink, tell the listeners about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Fond du Lac, graduated from Goodrich High School, enlisted in the Air Force in 1976, was honorably discharged, and then was hired by the sheriff's department in 81. So I worked in the jail from 81 to, I believe, 84. 84, I went to the patrol division. 88, I was promoted to detective. Jim Gilmore was the sheriff at that time. During my detective career, or tenure, whatever you want to call it, 11 years there, I really had the opportunity to be on the SWAT team, build our command post, and serve as the sheriff's honor guard coordinator. In 96, 98, when Gary Pucker was elected, he appointed me as the undersheriff chief deputy. And I performed those duties for 8 years. And in 2006, I was elected sheriff and was fortunate enough to be reelected in 2010. We have a blended family. I'm married to my wife, Michelle Mickey Spencer Fink. She works in North Fond du Lac. She's a police officer out there. My kids are grown and gone. We're really more into the we bought a place out in the country, kind of into the rescuing dogs and cats business right now, and we really enjoy that. That really takes a lot of our time up. So with that.
What did you want? I mean, up until the time when you were named the deputy sheriff.
Chief deputy.
The chief deputy. Was sheriff in your eyes, is that something you wanted to do?
Not really, no. It was, I actually wanted to be, I looked at the sheriff's office chain of command at the time, and I really thought that at some of the points, and Gary Pucker was in office at that time, that we needed an operations captain for out front, and we needed an operations captain for the jail. So when you look at our chain of command, you have the sheriff, the chief deputy, two division commanders, then you go down to your shift commanders and those kind of things. And ops captain was kind of the thing that I always had in mind. The sheriff, being the sheriff, just came by virtue of what I did. You know, that's really how it came about. There's no other way to put it.
Let me ask both of you this. What are the most important qualities for someone who holds the title of sheriff?
I think that for me personally, I think leadership is measured in demonstrated skills. And you have to have that skill set, and that takes a lot of time and experience to get that skill set. Patience, obviously, community trust. You have to have faith, the faith of the deputies that work for you and faith in the deputies that work for you. But I always, the short answer is public trust. That is one of the most important things that a sheriff has to have.
Bill?
And I think, the sheriff's position, obviously, is a leadership position. The sheriff's responsibility is to obviously govern the entire sheriff's department. That includes the jail as well. That leadership role is governing the jail, the sheriff's office, and making those final decisions. But educated men and women are in those positions within those departments to obviously, run the everyday aspects of that. I think the main role is that leadership role as being the sheriff. There is the trust issue from your employees, the trust issue from your jailers, and the trust issues from the public. And I think that's huge as well.
I think you said this when you were introducing yourself, but let me ask both of you, what is the top public safety issue facing Fond du Lac County? Bill, you think it's the heroin problem.
Yeah, I think that's obvious. The heroin epidemic that's crippling our county as well as the entire state. It's well documented in not just the reporter articles locally, but news media outlets. It's been on the national news in other states, not just Wisconsin, but it is definitely, in my opinion, the heroin epidemic, and not just the heroin. It's opiates together. It's the Percocets, the Vicodins, the oxycodones. It's the prescription abuse that led to the heroin problem. I think that's the biggest problem that our community faces.
All right, Mick, what do you think is the top public safety issue?
Obviously, I stipulate to Detective Ledger that there's a opiate problem in the county, but traffic accidents, we kill probably, a dozen a year out on the roads. And to me, the U.S. highway is the most dangerous place on the planet Earth. As a sheriff, you have to look at the entire picture. Domestic violence is out there, teen suicide, underage drinking. You start looking at all of those things combined, and then you look at about 300 people that we keep in the jail daily. That's what there's no one thing that I can say would be the major problem that's facing law enforcement today. I certainly understand that the opiate and heroin problem leads off into other crimes, and I'm sure the detective sees that out in his arena where he works. I understand that. But what I guess I'm getting at is when you look at the number of lives lost, you look at the alcohol overdoses, the traffic crashes, and those kinds of things, I think it's really a mixed bag, and there's not one whiz-bang campaign slogan I can come up with here to tell you that it's a drug problem. I understand that. Ronald Reagan understood that back in the 80s. So we're still fighting it today. Until we take away the demand, I think we're in trouble.
What do you make of the fact that traffic fatalities, though, in the last probably 6-7 years have been down significantly in Fond du Lac County? This year, for the first time since we've been keeping records, I believe, since we've been keeping records in Fond du Lac County, we didn't have a traffic fatality through the end of May. Is that correct? Then we had back-to-back fatalities in about a week's period of time, but we're at 2 for the year. What do you make of that? What would you do? And Mick, I'll start with you. If you're reelected, what would you do from a law enforcement standpoint to keep that trend going?
I think the answer is probably three-part. The motor vehicles are safer. The roads are better designed. And the state of Wisconsin, we apply for grants each year, for safety belt grants, OWI grants. What that does then is it gives us, we put officers out there on overtime to go out in police areas. It used to be where if you had a lot of, we had 33, I believe, in 2003 or 2004, somewhere back there. Gary Parker was the sheriff at the time. And we really amped up trying to hit those roads and really pound it. I think presence breeds compliance. When you see those black cars coming through or the black and whites in the city coming through, it breeds compliance. So I think it's kind of threefold. The vehicles are safer, the construction of the roads is getting better, and the time that we put out there in the grants that we get each year, this year is about $30,000. I think last year it might have been $45,000 that we get for safety belts and OWI grants, really starts to bring that down. The beauty of it is now it's performance rated. It's not the day where when you had 20 fatalities, the next year you'd get money, and then you'd reduce the fatalities, and then the year after that you wouldn't get the grant funds wouldn't come your way. Now it's performance rated. How well the deputies perform out there. We get 30 to 45 for the last probably 5-6 years. I'm not sure exactly how far back that goes. But you used to be able to watch it spike up and down with the fatalities.
All right. I used to think that the ads that people saw on TV or heard on the radio about the target of zero fatalities for a year was a pipe dream, but when we were getting close to halfway through the year with zero, I started to think that that's a realistic possibility, at least in Fond du Lac County. What, Bill, what would you do if you were the sheriff to keep those numbers at least in the single digits?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the sheriff had some good points about having the visibility of his deputies out there on the highways. You know, more deputies out on the highways is key, you know, and that could lead to less people being killed on those highways. I think the sheriff can remember the multiple fatalities on Highway 41 with cars crossing the center line. So I think one of the biggest reasons why we don't have those multiple fatal accidents on Highway 41 is because of the barriers that were installed. I think that was huge, finally getting those barriers along Highway 41 to prevent those carloads of people crossing that center line. I think that's helped. But I think getting those deputies, those grant money for the clicker ticket grants, the OWI enforcement grants, the speed enforcement grants, and getting deputies out on those highways on a daily basis, and plus those grants help alleviate some of the overtime and help pay for the overtime for those deputies to be out there.
We're going to take our only break of the debate for Fond du Lac County Sheriff Detective Bill Ledger, incumbent Sheriff Mick Fink, and we'll be back in a moment.
Story.